The Broken Bat, Part 2. It had been almost 2 weeks since Milo had seen Kevin, his old friend. After Kevin got mad at Milo and broke his new bat, Milo made the choice never to play with Kevin again, even though Kevin had come over and told Milo's dad he was sorry and that he was going to work hard to buy another bat. Milo didn't care, so he just played by himself or with his dog, Luna. One day, when Mom and Milo came home after shopping, there was a box at the door. It was addressed to Milo. "It's for you, Milo," said Mom. Milo quickly opened it. Inside, there was a brand new baseball bat, just like his other one that Kevin had broken. There was also a note attached. "Dear Milo, I'm very sorry I broke your bat. I hope you will forgive me so we can be friends again. Kevin." "Well," said Mom, "didn't Kevin say he was going to work hard and buy you another bat? What are you going to do, Milo?" asked Mom. Milo was silent. He really didn't want to forgive Kevin. "Milo," said Mom, "what do you think would happen if you and Dad and I never forgave each other when we did something hurtful or wrong?" Milo thought about that. He remembered when he ate Mom's brownies that were for the neighbors, and she forgave him. Then he remembered when he dented Dad's guitar, and he also forgave him. "I guess we wouldn't like living together very much," he replied. "Yes, that's why we practice being kind and forgiving. When people hurt our feelings and we get mad at them, we need to remember how many times God has forgiven us. His kindness toward us should be given to others too." Milo took his bat and walked over to Kevin's. When Kevin opened the door, he was very surprised. "Do you want to play?" asked Milo. "Yes," smiled Kevin, "and I promise I'll take good care of your bat this time." It felt good to have Kevin as a friend again, way better than all that anger Milo had inside.